Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
When we watch social media, we often come across a video which is inspiring or highly emotional. Or sometimes we can find within that video a motivational speaker who makes us feel good. It makes us feel like we are on top of the world and nobody can touch us. It is quite amazing experience to experience. A person who we don't even know can hype us for greatness. Then we scroll through our newsfeed and that person is gone. But no worries. There is another motivational speaker who wants to make us and make our life better. These videos get old very quickly because they do not offer any depth. They give a message which lingers with us until another video comes, and then another. And then at the end of the day, we go to bed not remembering a single word. Nothing can be built on these kind of shallow messages. Today, evangelist Luke tells us the dramatic story of an encounter of Jesus Christ with a crying mother, who was accompanied by a large crowd, escorting her only son to the cemetery. A compassionate Savior turns to this grieving mother and says, "Do not weep." What a courageous words when mother is experiencing such a tough time. Yet a compassionate Savior turns, he touches the litter and brings the young man back to life with a short command. "Young man, I bid you get up." Certainly we could compare this command to any motivational message, and possibly we could find a match. But what we will find too is that one message has a deep insight into a Christian life, and other one is just shallow message, easily forgottenable. The story of widow mother and her son is the story of every person who turns to Christ. It is a story that repeats itself within our lives daily. When Christ says to us, "Get up," do we choose to get up or do we ignore this command? We read in the epistle to Ephesians that until a Christian comes to a Savior, he is dead through the trespasses and sins and is on the path to eternal separation from God. We have to make this decision every day. In the Gospel of Matthew, we are told, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." In reading these words, every Christian feels natural yearning of their heart towards God, a true desire to taste the sweetness of communion with Him. But the impurity of our hearts, which is full of our passions, conflicts, fears, bars way to Him. Sin makes us dead. We can still be alive. We can still be the healthiest person in the whole entire world. But if our soul is dead, if our conscious is dull, then we are no better than this young man in the gospel. But when the person opens his heart to Christ and accepts Him as the Lord of his life, accepts the commandments that are in the gospel, through confession, he gains a new life. St. John writes in the book of Revelation, "Blessed and holy is he who shares in the first resurrection." And we might think that the first resurrection is when we die, when we get buried, and that's when the resurrection comes. That's not true. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Isn't that thought so freeing that if we come to confess, our soul is resurrected and united with Christ once more. If there is no confession, there is no growth. Saint Paisley says that nowadays it is fashionable to sin. And he continues that human beings have come down to the level of animals. You know what animals do when they enter the stable? They defecate and urinate. Then, as the manure ferments, they feel warm and comfortable and don't want to move from where they are. It is the same with the human beings. They feel comfort of sin and don't have the heart to leave. They smell the stench, but they stay anyways. You see, if someone else were to come inside the stable, at first they would not be able to stand the stench. But those who are used to it are not bothered. This saint died in 1994. I wonder what kind of example he would tell us nowadays, a modern example. Confession and repentance makes us distinguish what is good and what is smelly, what is bad. Without confession, we cannot grow personally as Christians, and we cannot expect that our church will grow either. Confession brings cleanliness into our life. And if we are clean, our soul is clean. And the atmosphere of our life, of our surroundings, of our home, is beautified and is blessed. And we can bring this atmosphere to church, and the atmosphere of the church changes and is more attractive. When I was at the retreat past week, I spoke to many priests, and there was one question that everybody had on their mind. How do we grow our parish? How do we grow our parishes, our archeparchy, the whole America? Many ideas, but I think the outstanding one that the priest said was that only through confession and repentance we can build our church on, because they are the blocks for any church who wants to grow in size and quality. When we confess, we yearn to fix our life according to gospel. And when we do that, we turn to true tradition that was forgotten. I think this young man in the gospel is a beautiful message for us Christians. He is a sign of hope to us that even if we are spiritually dead, even if we don't know that we are dead spiritually, Christ can and will resurrect us as long as we do our part. Christ is knocking on our hearts. He's telling us, I bid you to get up. What's our answer? Glory to Jesus Christ.